You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Rebel souls, deserters we are called. Chose a gun and threw away the sword. Now these towns, they all know our name. Six guns out.
Extraordinary things. They have helped people grow food in communities around the world. They've taught millions of people to read. They've brought clean water to villages, worked toward world peace, and have nearly eradicated a crippling childhood disease from the face of the planet. But here's the thing. Each of those 1,200,000 women and men know they could accomplish so much more if only they were 1,200,000.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is reacting to last month's job numbers. The Labor Department says employers added 295,000 jobs in February for the 12th straight monthly gain above 200,000.
We got to make sure those are good jobs that pay a living wage and have benefits with them. So we can't let up now. We've got to do everything we can to keep this progress going.
And Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says wages are picking up, and he sees that as a sign of a growing labor shortage.
We're going to have a tough time finding workers in most industries in most parts of the country. And I think we're just starting to see that in the data.
The news could prompt the Fed to raise interest rates from their record lows as early as June. CIA Director John Brennan has ordered one of the most sweeping reorganizations in the spy agency's history. He says it is designed to impose more accountability on top managers and enhance the agency's cyber capabilities. This is USA Radio News.
Musicians, Guitar Center's green tag sale just got better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for green tags and get incredible deals, like ESP electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete 5-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's green tag sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News of a burst in hiring last month sent bond prices lower and the dollar higher in early trading in the U.S., while the stock market opened lower. Apple rose 1% early after it announced that the company would be joining the Dow Jones Industrial Average, replacing AT&T, which fell 1%. S&P Dow Index Committee Chairman David Blitzer says it was an easy decision to add Apple.
People around the world are familiar with its products. It's the kind of leading stock, major corporation, that really belongs in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
He says removing AT&T was a close call.
There were two major telecom companies in it, AT&T and Verizon. Verizon's a little bit bigger. Its stock price is a little bit higher. And given that, and the fact that compared to the rest of the market, we probably had a little too much focus on telecommunications, AT&T was the choice.
At closing on Wall Street, the Dow was down 278 points, the S&P dropped 29, and the NASDAQ lost 55. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a Lysol Wipes 3-pack for just $4.99.
Offer valid on SKU 950423 in-store and online. Ends 314 while supplies last. See store staples.com for details.
There are big penalties for one of the top basketball programs in the country due to academic, drug, and gifts violations. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Syracuse coach Jim Boeheim has been suspended for 9 games. The NCAA also says the school will be on probation for 5 years, and the team must vacate wins in which ineligible students participated. The punishment also includes financial penalties and the reduction of 3 men's basketball scholarships a year for 4 years. Recruiting restrictions will be enforced for 2 years. I'm Shelley Adler.
The mayor of Ferguson, Missouri, says city leaders plan to meet with Justice Department officials in a couple of weeks to work on a plan to improve the police department. That's after the Justice Department report found a pattern of racial profiling, bigotry, and profit-driven law enforcement and court practices in the St. Louis suburb where Michael Brown was fatally shot by Officer Darren Wilson. The white officer, who has since resigned, was cleared by the Justice Department of federal civil rights charges in the death of the black 18-year-old. Meanwhile, his family has decided to file a civil suit. West Virginia lawmakers have overridden the governor's veto of a bill that prohibits abortion after 20 weeks. Democratic Governor Earl Ray Tomblin vetoed the bill Tuesday, citing concerns about its constitutionality. The bill resembles one that was struck down in Arizona in 2013, which the U.S. Supreme Court decided not to reconsider. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News. USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is reacting to last month's job numbers. The Labor Department says employers added 295,000 jobs in February for the 12th straight monthly gain above 200,000.
We got to make sure those are good jobs that pay a living wage and have benefits with them. So we can't let up now. We've got to do everything we can to keep this progress going.
And Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says wages are picking up, and he sees that as a sign of a growing labor shortage.
We're going to have a tough time finding workers in most industries in most parts of the country. And I think we're just starting to see that in the data.
The news could prompt the Fed to raise interest rates from their record lows as early as June. CIA Director John Brennan has ordered one of the most sweeping reorganizations in the spy agency's history. He says it is designed to impose more accountability on top managers and enhance the agency's cyber capabilities. This is USA Radio News.
Musicians, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale just got better, with savings not up to, but at least 50% off list on hundreds of items throughout the store. Look for green tags and get incredible deals, like ESP electric guitars, just $99. Mogami cables, up to 72% off list, starting at just $19. Or a complete five-piece drum set, just $2.99. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. But hurry, Guitar Center's Green Tag Sale ends Sunday. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
News of a burst in hiring last month sent bond prices lower and the dollar higher in early trading in the U.S., while the stock market opened lower. Apple rose 1% early after it announced that the company would be joining the Dow Jones Industrial Average, replacing AT&T, which fell 1%. S&P Dow Index Committee Chairman David Blitzer says it was an easy decision to add Apple.
People around the world are familiar with its products. It's the kind of leading stock, major corporation, that really belongs in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
He says removing AT&T was a close call.
There were two major telecom companies in it, AT&T and Verizon. Verizon's a little bit bigger. Its stock price is a little bit higher. And given that, and the fact that compared to the rest of the market, we probably had a little too much focus on telecommunications, AT&T was the choice.
At closing on Wall Street, the Dow was down 278 points, the S&P dropped 29, and the NASDAQ lost 55. This is USA Radio News.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Flemington and Hunter, rest of Hunterdon County. This is Bill Wolfson of the Sports Guys wishing you a great afternoon and a good weekend. It's been snowy and icy, and we've just survived Snowstorm Thor. I think we've had so many of them. So we're going to talk about the weather in a few minutes, but first a shout-out to 99 Main in Flemington, DYI, a community art space. I think these are the types of organizations that the Chamber should be talking about and letting the rest of the public know. The mission statement of Flemington DYI and the Flemington Business Improvement District is an organization whose mission is to inspire social change by fostering cultivating projects that connect the local community with musicians and artists in Flemington and in the surrounding area. The organization seeks to provide a safe and creative space for the community to engage with a burgeoning local art scene. In managing such a space, we strive to provide production facilities to local-based artists in tandem with coordinating arts-based programs and events. They're at 90 Main Street here in Flemington, and they call themselves the 90 Main Project. The 90 Main Project is a culmination of the combined efforts of the Flemington Do-It-Yourself Organization and the Flemington Business Improvement District, or BID. The space itself serves not only as a meeting place, but also as a gallery and performance venue. 90 Main Street offers multi-purpose rooms and workspace providing music recording and production, printmaking, silk screening, as well as rehearsal rooms and a free library. The possibilities for the public and for those in the arts or those who enjoy the arts are endless. Located in the old bank building, the Hunterdon County National Bank building on Main Street here in Flemington, the setting provides a unique atmosphere in which to create and come together. I encourage everybody to check out 90 Main Street, Flemington, the community art space. We've had a lot of bad weather over the past few days, folks. I want to remind you of something that's very important. Get all that snow and ice off your car. Not only is it dangerous, but it's also illegal. Snow or ice on a car can get you a $50 traffic ticket. And if somebody gets hurt or injured, I hear the fine is up to $1,000, particularly if someone is hurt or if there's some property damage. So remember, here in New Jersey, it is illegal to be driving around with snow or ice on your car. So let's clean those cars up and show the world that old man winter isn't as tough as we are here in New Jersey. Let's talk about the weather. Everybody talks about the weather. Not that we can do much about it, but let's talk about it. It's 26 degrees out here in a bright, sunny Flemington afternoon. Fair for the rest of the evening. Tonight, it's going to go down with a low of about 3 degrees. Welcome to Manitoba, everybody. If you've ever wanted to know what it's like in Canada, this is June. Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 35, calm winds becoming west 5 to 8 miles an hour in the afternoon. Saturday night, mostly clouds, low around 26. Hey, it's getting warmer. West wind 6 to 9 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 23. West winds 5 to 8 miles an hour becoming calm after midnight. Monday, welcome back to work with a high near 41. And let's hope all that ice and snow is melting and none of you get a wet basement out there. Well, Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 47. Let's all wear our shorts and t-shirts. Tuesday night, a low around 33. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near, holy smokes, 51. Partly cloudy with a low around 29. And Thursday, sunny, a high near 45. Partly cloudy with a low around 24. And Friday, a week from today, mostly sunny with a high near 42. So it sounds like we're having some decent weather coming up, folks. Meanwhile, before we get into talking about the sports, while we're waiting for jovial John Manfreda to get here, let me tell you that Pat Smits is down in Key West hobnobbing with her fellow family law lawyers, thinking about all the things they can do in divorce cases and learning the new tricks of the trade, so to speak. And I'll tell you that we don't know where Ken Milstraed, Ken Tasty Cake Milstraed is these days. We're expecting him shortly as well. We hope he shows up unless he's stuck in traffic or frozen in ice with a bunch of Tasty Cakes. But John swears he's going to be here, and so does Ken. Meanwhile, let's hit the money button because we do have to take care of our sponsors who take care of us.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, We will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@huntington-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Huntington, buy local. Visit www.huntingtonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Hey, I'm back. It's Bill Wolfson, waiting for our other sports guys to get here, and the traffic and the cold and all the other stuff. As I said to you before, Pat Smits is down in Florida in Key West hobnobbing with divorce lawyers, and hopefully she's going to get to Margaritaville, one of the many bars down in Key West, a place I've never been, and I keep promising myself I'm going to go. Meanwhile, another shout out to my wife Barbara. Happy birthday. Her birthday is Monday. I'm not going to tell you how old she is because I don't want to have to go hire Pat for my divorce. Meanwhile, speaking of women, the New York Times has a great article today in its sports section, A League Full of Prevention Professionals, Inactions If Not in Pay. It's about the United States and Canadian Women's Hockey League. These are amateur players who absolutely love the game of hockey. They're all female, and they have teams in Boston, Massachusetts, that play in the Milton Academy rink. Another team in Toronto, Calgary, Montreal, Brampton, Ontario, and Toronto. The only team in the U.S., the Blades, now flies to wait all games except those in Montreal where they take the bus. They're not paid much except for lunch money and the love of the game, but they're seeing some real stars who have wanted to continue their hockey playing beyond playing on Olympic teams or in college. Over in Princeton University, there is a very good women's hockey team. I don't know how they've been doing this year, but they are doing a fine job on the ice, and it's exciting to watch for anybody who enjoys the sport of ice hockey. Now, for those girls and women who are hockey fans, there's nothing like getting on the skates and getting a stick and getting out there on the ice. You'll see some truly beautiful skating. You'll also get to get some great exercise and learn a wonderful game. And it involves a lot of teamwork and a lot of skill and hard work. But anybody can really play hockey as long as they are willing to learn how to skate and don't mind looking bad now and then, as we all do. I could tell you some of my stories from playing hockey as a young guy. Or not so young guy. I finally had to quit at 40 when my hair turned white and people said, "You might look like Gordie Howe, but you sure don't play like him." Meanwhile, in the National Hockey League last night, the Flyers surprised everybody again by beating a team better than they are. Philadelphia beat the Blues 3-1. Michael Delzato, who they stole from the New York Rangers, and Wayne Simmonds, who came over in the Richards trade to Los Angeles scored third period goals to rally host Philadelphia past St. Louis. Philadelphia was down 1-0 after a few moments in the first period and woke up and came back. And then Michael Raffle scored an empty net shorthanded goal to seal the victory. Steve Mason stopped 28 shots for the Flyers. He's now back from his injury. And Jason Schwartz scored the only goal for the St. Louis Blues. The Flyers are now just five points out from the Boston Bruins, and they play them Saturday afternoon in Philadelphia. And it's going to be a real slugfest. I think this is one of the more exciting games of the year. If the Flyers beat the Bruins, they're going to be just down by 3 points. If the Bruins beat the Flyers, well, then the Flyers have a problem because now they're down by 7. So this is a 4-point game for Philadelphia and Boston. The real question is Boston holds the last place, the last wild card spot in the NHL playoffs in the Eastern Conference. So if the Flyers can beat them, they inch just a little bit closer to getting into the big dance that we call the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now, will Philadelphia go deep into the playoffs? I don't think so. The Flyers have had a tough year. They've had injuries. They've had problems on defense. They're not scoring a lot of goals, but you never know. That's why they play the game, because you never do know. Meanwhile, the Rangers played well, but still managed to lose the other night. They're neck and neck with the Islanders for first place in the Metro Division. One of the things that I'm always excited about is when New York teams and Philadelphia teams do well and get to play each other. Our New Jersey Devils, unfortunately, host Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. John Manfred will be here later to talk about the game and what it means to both teams. John is going to go to the game, although he invited me along. Unfortunately, it's my wife's birthday weekend, and I've got to be a good husband, so I'm going to try to do that, as hard as it may be after, my gosh, 37 years. Hard to believe, but every now and then marriage does work out, and we keep ourselves out of the divorce courts. Meanwhile, back at the radio station here with the Chamber of Commerce, we've got all kinds of events coming up for the Chamber. Last week was the Chamber's dinner dance. I don't know what happened because I didn't get to go, but on the other hand, it's a wonderful event, and anybody who's a Chamber member should certainly think about attending. Moving right along, though, we've got to tell you a little bit about the news. So let's hit the news button here and see what we've got.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. President Obama is reacting to last month's job numbers. The Labor Department says employers added 295,000 jobs in February for the 12th straight monthly gain above 200,000.
We got to make sure those are good jobs that pay a living wage and have benefits with them. So we can't let up now. We've got to do everything we can to keep this progress going.
And Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi says wages are picking up, and he sees that as a sign of a growing labor shortage.
We're going to have a tough time finding workers in most industries in most parts of the country. And I think we're just starting to see that in the data.
The news could prompt the Fed to raise interest rates from their record lows as early as June. CIA Director John Brennan has ordered one of the most sweeping reorganizations in the spy agency's history. He says it is designed to impose more accountability on top managers and enhance the agency's cyber capabilities. This is USA Radio News.
Owning and caring for a home comes with a lot of to-dos. Fix the AC, build a deck, remodel the kitchen. Whatever your home improvement need, Home Advisor can help you find a pro you can trust to get the job done right. Go to rebuild.homeadvisor.com for instant access to top-rated pros in your area, including electricians, handymen, remodelers, whatever type of home pro you need. Home Advisor is absolutely free to use. At Home Advisor, you don't have to search through a long list of pros. With just a few clicks, Home Advisor matches you with pros who provide the exact services you need. You can read customer reviews of the pros, even use the cost guide to find out what hundreds of other home projects cost in your area. Because HomeAdvisor knows it's important to find a pro you can trust in your home, they conduct background checks on their service professionals. It's just one of the reasons more than 25 million homeowners have used HomeAdvisor. Go to rebuildhomeadvisor.com to find the right pro for your project. That's rebuild.homeadvisor.com.
Well, so much for home advisors and all those other cool things that we like to hear about and talk about here on our station. Excuse me. And do you know the Yankees captaincy is open now that Derek Jeter is retired? And replacing Jeter as the captain is going to be an open issue. Brian Cashman reiterated yesterday, that he would like to see the title of captain retired along with Derek Jeter. I don't think it's a necessary appointment, Cashman said in a telephone interview. Leadership takes many forms and fashions. I thought Derek wore the mantle so well, and it's not my decision. It would be ownership's, but I wouldn't recommend naming anyone. Cashman pointed out that some of Jeter's former teammates, like Yankee greats Mariano Rivera, Andy Pettit, Roger Clemens, Scott Brosius, Tino Martinez, and Dave Cone, had all been strong leaders without being the team's captain. He hadn't discussed it yet with Hal Steinbrenner, the team's managing general partner, but the Yankee captaincy has a very rich history. There's been 13 of them dating back to 1903, if you believe the baseball almanac like I do. Babe Ruth was the most short-lived of all Yankee captains. He lasted only a week in 1922 before he was kicked out of the game and fined for throwing dirt on an umpire and attacking a fan at the Polo Grounds where the Yankees played right before Yankee Stadium was opened in 1923. Then we had Lou Gehrig, who was in many ways a standard bearer for the position. At the time of his retirement, which was forced because of a diagnosis of amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS, or as they call it, Lou Gehrig's disease, Yankee manager Joe McCarthy said the team would never again have a captain. And for 35 years, it didn't. In 1976, in the early years of his ownership of the franchise, George Steinbrenner, the boss, decided he wanted to bring back a captain, and he anointed Thurman Munson, who did not think he fit the mold. "I'm a terrible captain," Munson said. "I'm too belligerent. I cuss and swear at people. I yell at umpires. And maybe I'm just a little too tough at home. I don't sign autographs like I should, and I haven't always been very good with the sports writers." Munson died in a plane crash in 1979, and Greg Nettles was given the captaincy the next season. Thereafter, it was shared by Willie Randolph and Ron Guidry. Don Mattingly, now the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, held it for his final four seasons. And then the position was vacant for 8 years until it was bestowed on Derek Jeter by George Steinbrenner in 2003. He did so without telling Joe Torre, who was then his manager. Jeter became the Yankees' longest-serving captain, and right now there's no obvious choice for anyone who's going to replace him. "That's what a team's about," said Brian Cashman when he was asked. "You find your leadership in different ways, and I don't think having a captain is a focus for us in any way, shape, or form. So, right now the Yankees are captainless, but we're going to see who steps up and lets us know who the leaders are on the team. Personally, I don't think the Yankees really need a captain. This is a transitional year for them with the last of their great players going. And holy smokes, we've got John Manfreda. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Howdy, Bill. I'm doing okay, despite the cold and snowy weather.
Well, John, we've talked a little bit about women's hockey. We've talked about the Yankees. We're about to talk about how the Mets are going to get a preview of their National League rival, the Nationals, when they play them this afternoon. I don't know. They should have played them by now, and I don't know how that's going to turn out. I haven't really, but it's exhibition season. But what we do know, John, is that there's been a lot of activity in football, partly with the Philadelphia Eagles, but with the Giants also. So let's start with our football Giants, John. What's going on with them?
Well, I think they're looking, like a lot of teams are, to get a little younger, a little faster, a little smarter, a little cheaper, and they're trying to add, you know, appropriate players. You know, they haven't made any huge moves yet, but I think free agency that starts next week will see them targeting an offensive lineman, some defensive help, but everybody's looking for line help. Everybody's looking for linebackers, corners. I think Philadelphia has positioned themselves pretty well after a shocking move to free up something like $50 million in cap space. And assuming that Jeff Lurie wants to spend the money, they're in a position to really outbid anybody, Bill.
Well, you know, Chip Kelly's a my way or the highway kind of guy, it's turning out, although he seems to have a fondness for bringing back all of his college ducks.
Yeah, which, by the way, have a zero for a logo. So I'm not sure what that means. But, you know, in Kelly's mind, I think he has a vision of what might be successful. And, you know, a lot of his moves have been innovative, and I'll give him that. You know, but he's really putting a lot on the line here. He's kind of putting his eggs in one basket because, as people have pointed out, he helped himself a little bit defensively there with the McCoy move. But, you know, clearly the running back position is devalued in the league. We know that. But it appears that he's positioning himself to want to get Mariota to run that offense. And I don't know, in my mind, why wouldn't you want Shady McCoy in that offense with that speed and so forth, and DeSean Jackson, if you still had those two guys? I would think that it would enhance a rookie quarterback's ability to be successful from the get-go. And remember, you still have to give up a lot to move up, potentially 14 draft positions. And as they're pointing out on the radio stations, you know, if you're the New York Jets, don't you have to get overpaid for the sixth pick?
I would think so, because the New York Jets had a tough season last year. They fired a coach. They have a quarterback in Geno Smith who just doesn't seem to be working out, although this is his second year. I'll give him that. The Jets went through a Mark Sanchez rise and fall. And now the Jets have to do some rebuilding. But getting back to the Eagles and Chip Kelly, there's a problem with DeSean Jackson. He was regarded as toxic in the locker room.
Yep, no question.
And there was also a problem with Shady McCoy because he was also toxic in the locker room.
And wanted a ton of money. What was his cap hit, $14
million?
Look at the Cowboys and DeMarco Murray. You know, these guys, it's not 1980 anymore.
No, it certainly isn't.
They're not going to pay a running back. What they all want, because this apparently is a fairly deep draft and some young
running backs. It certainly is.
So in a way, Kelly gets rid of a $14 million liability, and he picks up probably in the second or third or even fourth round a serviceable back or two that might not cost him $1 million in his first year.
Plus, he also has a lot of free agents running around out there, not picked up yet. And you never really know with the free agency issues that the NFL faces. You're going to find some people who can carry the ball. One of the problems that was criticized McCoy over last season was he was a good east-west runner, meaning up and down the field, but going north and south, he just couldn't seem to find the holes this year.
We had a terrible offensive line. I mean, he would find, misery loves company with the Giants running backs, who are pretty decent, but, if the holes aren't there, not everybody's Marshawn Lynch. I mean, Marshawn Lynch can bowl his way through, but even with that, that's not something you want, because midway through the season, he's all banged up. You need a decent offensive line. I think McCoy this year, they said two things, Bill. I agree with you on that analysis, but the other comment that you seem to hear was he's lost a half a step.
He's only 26, but
a lot of miles on those wheels. He maybe lost a half a step. So with the regression of the offensive line and with maybe losing a half to a quarter of a step, that was enough to slow him down considerably.
I would agree with you on that, John, because from what I saw, when he would hit the line, even when he had a hole, you know, the hole's there and then it's gone, and he would just not quite get there in time. And I don't think that that was because of the offensive line being less talented or smaller, although it was. But there were times where there was a gap and he just didn't seem to find it.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is when you with a running back, there's times where you need 5 yards and he only gives you 3. And we saw that over and over and over again with him, particularly the last half of the season. He just wasn't getting it done. On the other hand, running outside, he would sometimes give you 7, 8, even 15,
oh God,
20
yeah.
yards.
If you could get him out to turn the corner and get outside, very dangerous back.
Right, but again, he wasn't getting to square his shoulders and turn his hips to run it upfield way he was, because in a lot of the linebackers seem to pick up on this, and the lateral pursuit that they gave him kept him from doing
well,
it.
Well, you know, Bill, it's incredible in the league. When you look at the lateral pursuit of at the linebacker position generally throughout the league, it's absolutely incredible. The
it
physicality,
is.
How these guys, with their size, can move like that.
Oh, sure. It's like dealing with, a charging rhinoceros or a bull elephant.
That suddenly can sidestep you.
Yeah, these are big guys, and they're not just big guys. They're fast
guys. And they're agile, and they got some moves. But I think but it's what it all still boils down to, and then if you want, we can move back to just some baseball for a moment. It talks about – you got to talk about the quarterback position, because it's a quarterback league. And, you know, again, I think – Foles is a serviceable quarterback. I think the Eagles are in a much better position than the New York Jets in that regard, who have Geno Smith and Michael Vick on their roster. They're talking about a trade for the number 6 pick, because apparently it's been determined that Tampa's going to take Winston at 1, and that's a huge gamble in some respects.
I think Winston's got some real character problems.
There's no question. But, you know, people have said that about Roethlisberger. They said it even about Dan Marino, one of the purest passers of all time. So, the best comparison is Roethlisberger in terms of the size. The next 4 picks, that everybody seems to have concluded nobody's going to take Mariota, that they're looking at receivers, defensive backs, corners that are more valuable to them. Certainly, you know, Jacksonville doesn't need a quarterback. Bortles is pretty good. And they need help in so many other areas. They get a monster defensive player, they're way better off. So they've taken it down to the Jets, and then they feel they can pry that pick away. But, Bill, if you're the Jets, you're going to want Foles in return, okay, number one. Then you're going to probably want their first-round pick, which is the 20th pick. And then you're going to want some other compensation, but the Eagles don't have any players to give up. So, in my view, they're talking about more picks. And again, you know, Kyle Chip Kelly prides himself on stocking the roster. And I don't get it. Either Kelly is so far ahead of the curve that I can't even see his taillights, let alone where he's going, or he's taking one of the biggest gambles of all time with a professional franchise. And it's all on him, you know, because he's got full power now.
Well, that's true, and Howie Rosen sort of shrunk compared to him, and Cal Chip's got a heck of a personality, and he knows what he wants, but I know what I want. I want to go to a commercial.
There you go.
Jewish Family Service of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties is in need of car donations to help fund their programs and services. For over 30 years, JFS, a nonprofit, non-sectarian social service agency, has been providing counseling and other supports to those living and working in the Tri-County area. Skilled JFS staff and volunteers help families and individuals, young or old, rich or poor, meet the emotional and practical challenges faced by those struggling with life's difficulties. Whether coping with relationship issues, feelings of depression or anxiety, illness, loss, work-related problems, or other crises, JFS is here to help provide emotional support and counseling and other tangible assistance to those in need. Funds received from car donations go directly to cover the cost of providing counseling to children and families, social work home visits to isolated seniors, and career counseling to those recently unemployed. It's easy to donate. Just call 877-JFS-4CAR or 877-537-4227 and speak with a vehicle donation representative. For more information about JFS, please visit their website at www.jewishfamilysvc.org.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, we're back. It's the Sports Guys, Bill Wolfson and John Manfredo, while
yes, sir,
Pat Smith is down in Key West, wasting away in Margaritaville with all those other divorce lawyers at the New Jersey State Bar Association Divorce Lawyer and Family Law Convention. John, what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's great for Pat, and we miss her, and we're hoping to get her back in a week or two to find out just what's happening in Green Bay. I mean, there's been no Green Bay banner for weeks now. We need our Green Bay fix, but at some point that'll work out.
We call her Packer Patty when she's not around here, that's just the way life is sometimes. Meanwhile, John, you know, we've talked football, we've talked a little baseball. How are the Red Sox looking?
Well, you know, Bill, it's funny. They're in Fort Myers in camp. I've been on the website and I'm looking, and I have to tell you, I really thought about a month ago, man, this team's really going to struggle. But, you know, they have stockpiled so much young talent from guys like Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts. I mean, position players up the wazoo. You know, they let Cespedes go in a pretty good trade. They bolstered their pitching. Now, some pundits have said they've got five number three starters. But you know what? There's a lot of teams we know that have an ace and four number fours. So in a way, if I've got five or six number threes, you know what? With that kind of a hitting team they have, picking up Panda, Pedroia is healthy again. He just hit a grand slam the other day. Bogaerts hit a home run. These young players, Brock Holt, unbelievable. They have as much good young talent as any team in the game. The difference is, will the pitching hold up? Joe Kelly has struggled, who they got from the Cardinals in the big John Lackey trade. That's the question mark, Bill. I think the catching position is going to stabilize. Big Poppy seems healthy. He's probably good for 30 homers this year. You'd like to think the third baseman, new guy, is going to give you 25 or 30. I think this is going to be a team with a lot more pop. Now, and Buchholz is healthy. The question, again, he's the thoroughbred. He gets a hangnail and he misses two starts. That's always been Clay's problem. But they're saying this could be the year where he has to be an ace this year. If he's an ace and Rick Porcello from Seton Hall can be a solid number two, all right, and even if Kelly's a four, you know what? They may have enough because the bullpen should be okay. It's not as good as the Yankees' bullpen or the Mets' bullpen, But you know what? They're going to have a good balance with a lot more pop in that lineup this year. These young players, if they hit their stride, I mean, even close to what they're supposed to be on paper, Bill, this is a 90-win team.
Well, that would be good to see because I like the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry. The Yankees have an excellent bullpen. The starting pitching with Hideki Kuroda leaving and going back to Japan, you have to wonder about. But Tanaka seems healthy. Ivan Nova seems healthy. And they've got some good talent in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, that could easily be in a big club.
I think, though, Bill, a lot of that young, unlike the Red Sox, where their camp is just, you know, splitting, bursting at the seams, these young players, from what I understand, a lot of the Yankees' good young talent, they have drafted well in recent years, is still a year or two away. I think it's going to be a rebuilding year for them. They've got to survive the loss of Derek Jeter. They got to get rid of A-Rod. You know, and I think Teixeira may wind up falling in, you know, again. So, I mean, I they've got a shortstop who can't hit. You're going to have Stephen Drew at second base who's streaky. The catching position, yeah, McCann could have a decent year. But for them, yeah, first and foremost, you're starting with the pitching. If Tanaka comes back, if Pineda can play. But all of them have question marks. In my view, both the Red Sox and the Yankees got five number threes.
Well, you know, you've got those problems throughout. Meanwhile, the Mets have really solidified their bullpen. Their starting pitching looks good. Stephen Wright looks healthy.
But, Bill, where is their offensive team?
They just don't
score runs.
That's true, and the Mets will be a light-scoring team. I think the Mets will finish second and may just sneak into the wild card.
Exactly. I think that's their best case. Win 89, 90 games and try to sneak in behind the Nats and see what – you see what they can do.
That's right. And you never really know.
Plus, remember, Matt Harvey, everybody thinks he's coming back. Harvey won't be if his former in his former form until June. You're looking at 2 months to get him back up to speed. So, I mean, I really think the Mets are going to show. I think the Mets could be one of those teams come June, end of June, who might find themselves, you know, 47 – 47 and 35, and you say, you know, if I add a bat and I add a number four pitcher and a little more bullpen depth, I might be able to push this thing to 90 games. I think it's a stretch, but again, they've got to come out of the gate strong. Unfortunately, I think that's what their problem is going to be because you know, you're not going to have your ace in Harvey, and because of the light hitting, I really see them as struggling the first half of the season.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me one bit. And as you know, the Phillies are going to be a car crash from start to finish.
Ranked as worst in baseball.
Yeah.
By the way, you know where the Red Sox open up this year?
In Philly.
In Philadelphia.
And, you know, that's going to be interesting because When you look at both of these teams, you see teams that are really going in different directions. And for some reason, Philadelphia has aged.
They've gotten almost not really overnight. I remember people talking about this, Bill, 2 and 3 years ago.
That they weren't being smart.
This team won in 2008.
And nine.
And
they went to the World Series in 2009. Lost to the Yankees.
Unfortunately, dropped it. But they you know, for the last 5 years, they like every year, one or two players, the team has been getting older. Unfortunately, I think what happened to them, it's a lot like a lot of the Yankee teams of the past 10 years. You got to pay these guys, you're going to lose them. So you're paying them some for success and some because they're one of the top three or four at their position. They're good. They're not great. So you got a solid team and you keep paying them every year.
I'll tell you what.
And they get older and then you're stuck. And I think the Phillies had that happen to them. It can sneak up. Anyway, it snuck up on the Devils in
snuck
hockey.
Snuck up on the Yankees.
It's snuck up on Denver in football this year. And it's going to sneak up on New England as well.
That's true. And if you notice, once Jason Worth left to go to the Nats, because Philadelphia didn't want to keep him and couldn't give him the money
he
wanted.
And he was a high pick,
He was their first-round pick. He was a very, very steady outfielder with tremendous range. He hit 300. He'd give you 28 home runs. And they also kept Jimmy Rollins too long because he was a fan favorite.
Well, that's the thing.
And the same
exactly
thing with Chase
right.
Utley.
Exactly right, Bill.
You know, Jimmy Rollins
and you
is
know
now
what?
With Cardinals.
You can't kill him for that. What are you going to do? Trade all the fan favorites away? You know,
you can't
I mean,
do that.
You can't do that. The Phillies, I know they're killing Amaro, but you know what? They were stuck. They won. Then they went to the World Series again. So you had two great years, all right? And now you're stuck with a nucleus of players. You get a little older, but they're still pretty good. You can't just let them go because nobody's going to give you a whole bunch. Now you get guys in their late 20s, early 30s. They've kind of peaked, but you got to go with them. Plus, the fans love them, and they just got stuck with that. So to me, you got a ring out of it. Shut up. Enjoy that. Watch them rebuild. The trick should be, and in baseball, a good GM with a good draft or two and a couple of shrewd moves, which this year they should be sellers just like they should have been last year. You know what? You can rebuild this team in 2 years.
You may very well be able to do it, but the question is whether Ruben Amaro is the guy. I don't think so. I think the Phillies are going to struggle, and I think the Phillies, despite the beautiful ballpark they play in, will continue to be a money-making machine, but you know you got to draw the people because they love the winners.
But you know it's funny, and it's not just because of our proximity, and you and I go to the games sometimes. But and by the way, we ought to try to go to a game in that opening series. Let's
that would be fun.
Let's check that out.
Absolutely.
If I'm not in Vegas, I'd love to go with you. But in any event, if the Phillies certainly of all the National League teams. Well, there's no other American League team that reminds me of the Red Sox. But in the National League, St. Louis and Philadelphia, primarily Philadelphia, remind me a lot of the Red Sox. More the Cardinals, I guess. But they've got a great ballpark. They make a lot of money. And they've got very loyal fans who adore their players. And they win once in a while. And you know what, Bill, that ain't so bad.
No, unlike the Toronto Maple Leafs, great place to play. The fans
can still see Tim Horton raising that cup.
You bet.
What was that year, 1967?
1967. Yeah. The fans just pack the place. They're a money-making machine with network deal that they have. In fact, I think the network would wither away if they didn't have a Toronto Maple Leafs. And a good thing, too.
Well, if you live in Toronto, Bill, besides counting snowflakes, an occasional Blue Jay sighting, what do you got? Raptors, maybe, I guess, a little bit?
Well, the Raptors
Argonauts.
Aren't a whole lot of fun, but you got to remember something. There's a Maple Leafs, and then it's a long, long drop.
Big drop.
Yeah. Because the Blue Jays don't really draw in the way that the Leafs do. The Leafs always sell out. It
Correct.
Is hard to get a ticket.
Right.
And, you know, they're
kind of like the Expos and Canadians in Montreal.
Yeah, exactly. They're great fans in Toronto. But, you know, in the past couple of years, you've actually heard them boo the Leafs off the ice.
Yeah.
And not surprisingly.
That's heresy.
The Flyers went in there desperately needing that game, and they managed to lose to them. And the Leafs played very badly in the first two periods. And then, of course, there was a shootout, which we know Philadelphia is always going to lose, except when they play Nashville.
Or New Jersey. New Jersey went from the best to the worst in shootouts.
That's true. Well, you know,
speaking of hockey, and I'm so sorry you're not going to be with me on Sunday.
But you're going on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. But I wanted to ask you a question before we even got
Devils,
to that game with the Flyers and the Devils. We've got Flyers-Bruins, I think, in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And what do you think happens? The Bruins are a better team than Philly. Can Philly beat them? But the Bruins are really motivated for this because if they lose, they're only up by 2 or 3 points.
Yeah,
I forget which.
Yeah. Well, I was at the game last Friday night, which is why I wasn't here. It was Boston at New Jersey. For the first two periods, it was all Boston. They controlled the puck. The puck was in the Devil's zone. Three quarters of the time, a lot of moaning and groaning. There were a lot of Bruins fans that showed up, including my two cousins from Boston who joined us, and my daughter Allison who flew in. But she kept her Devil shirt, her Scott Stevens shirt on. Although being in Boston now for 7 years, she